Can you talk about how your family has reacted to this memoir? Because they're featured as characters, but it must be a really bizarre experience for them to see themselves, you know, talked about in such literary terms. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, tell me about their mm-hmm. reaction to all of this.
I subscribe to the novelist John Fowle's belief when he said, all writers, if you want to be a writer, you should kill your parents. Now, he didn't mean literally, of course, but what he means is you have to be utterly ruthless in your pursuit of the truth. And if you offend people and upset people, you have to factor that in into the consequences of your writing. And I in my book, I did that. It was a 15-year odyssey. My mother was still alive as I was writing it. I was going to, you know, jump off that bridge when I came to it, you know, in terms of she was in her 80s. And she did die the very week I submitted my manuscript to Random House. And so in some ways it was very freeing. Because I don't know how she would have responded, because she's characterized very honestly in the book. And but I don't, it's turned out wonderfully, as it turned out. I think my calculation of how things might happen was pretty spot on. I think the only person I was really concerned about was my sister, who was traumatized by an event in the family, the suicide attempt of my father. She saved her father's life, and it was an event that was so searing. And I interviewed her for the book, and we talked about it. But there's still a very essentially unresolved part of the family drama was there. And I always took the book on as a kind of ultimately, I believe that it was a healing agent, which has turned out to be the case. But in a way, Sheila had to be dragged, kicking and screaming. And it was only recently that she said to me, "Nothing but good has come from this book." And coming from her, that was really powerful, because she's not doesn't give compliments easily, neither did my mother. And so that was good to hear, because a lot of like people from high school came out of the woodwork and she hadn't seen in 40 years, and there was a lot of empathy and sympathy and understanding came her way. So but the other people had died. My father had died, and my aunt had died. So that frees you up, doesn't it? I mean, if they're still alive, if everybody was still alive, let me put it this way. I couldn't have emotionally or intellectually pulled the book off anyways. You know, I published it when I was 60 years old. It took me 15 years of struggle to get there. And so the universe unfolded as it should, in a way. You know, my own grappling with the issues and being as honest as possible and not compromising and killing my parents, metaphorically. That was the right track to take, and there was a certain karma in that that I think I felt all the way through it, that there was, by suffering it, you know, I mean, it's a cliche, but, you know, you really do have to be as open as you can be, and this is a painful book, but it's a redemptive book, and I think people have responded that way and have validated that and mirrored it back to me in their responses to it. So, yeah.